We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We're looking for your hilarious, weird, good Thanksgiving stories that happen over your Thanksgiving break. Basically, fill in the blank, okay? So thanks to Thanksgiving, this happened. All right, fill in the blank. Hit us up. You can call or text 877-971-HITS. 877-971-4487. Give us a call or shoot us a text. All right, for instance, for me, thanks to Thanksgiving, I have my first three layers done for my winter bod.
There you go.
Dude, my insulation is so on point right now. Thankfully, my in-laws came into town up from Watsonville, which is like Central Coast by Santa Cruz, California. And thankfully, I get along with them. Like, I actually like them, so it's really good. They were chilling at the pad. And, man, la suegra, my mother-in-law, just threw down every day, bro. Pozole, which is kind of like a pork stew with corn in it, was amazing. Chilaquiles in the morning, which is like cut up tortillas with salsa. What else did she make? Tamales, birria, Jalisco style, which is like a shredded beef. You can make it out of goat, but we just made it out of beef. Guys, it's been amazing, but I am good for the winter. Like, I am getting there, guys, so I'm good.
You guys have so much more creative food when you're at, when, like, with your family. Like, mine, it's like, we had bagels one day. We had sandwiches, turkey. Oh, man.
Guys, I didn't see a turkey this entire Thanksgiving break.
Wow.
It's so wild. Like, I don't know, we're just not into turkey that much. But maybe just because nobody in our family knows how to make it, like, very good. You know what I'm saying? It's, like, usually dry or nasty unless it's, like, made inside a tamale.
Turkey is a, I mean, that can be a job, man.
Yeah.
Especially because everybody's going to critique it so hard.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. we bought a frozen turkey in Newport Beach, and we were, like, having trouble thawing it out. And then people were Googling instructions on how to correctly thaw it out. And then I was Googling, what happens when you get, food poisoning from turkey.
Oh, wow.
I was just like, guys, like, listen, these are the first signs of food poisoning. It ended up being good, but it just, man, it's just exhausting.
You were trying to manifest the wrong thing. I'm glad no one got sick, but that's manifesting. It's putting something out there you don't want.
Someone's got to know about the salmonella before you go defrosting a turkey wrong.
Dude, like, everybody's getting sick off the lettuce this last break, right? It's wild. So hit us up, shoot us a call or text 877-971-HITS. Thanks to Thanksgiving, this happened, Chels.
So thanks to Thanksgiving, actually the night before Thanksgiving, which is the biggest bar night of the year.
Oh yeah, Wednesday night for sure.
Yeah, a kid I used to babysit now has my phone number.
Yeah,
Chelsea.
Yeah.
Chelsea!
So basically,
putting in the work early.
How old is this kid?
Okay, listen, hear me out for a second, you guys, before you judge. So basically, my three girlfriends from high school, we decided we're gonna go out. Like, we still got it, right, guys? So
we haven't
gone out on the night before Thanksgiving together in a while. So we go to like the bar in downtown Royal Oak, the city where I'm from, where like when we used to go, like it was a high school reunion. You know, you'd see everyone, and we were kind of like, oh, this is gonna be fun. So we go, we're sitting at a table, and like all of a sudden, quickly we notice it filling up, but it's like all college kids, and like we don't recognize anyone, so we're sort of like, oh, this is weird. I guess, like, you know, we're feeling a little bit old. Well, then this like group of boys approach us, guys, and they're like hitting on us hardcore, and we're just kind of, and like my three friends, like they're three of them are married, two have kids, I'm the only single one, so they're kind of like playing it up, and they're like, yeah, Chelsea, like she's the single one.
Let's call Jesus, yo, let's go after those cougars over there.
Right, that's right, dude. They got jobs and health insurance.
But the guys, and they're like, so like, are you guys from around here? Like, where'd you go to high school? And we're like, oh yeah, we went to like Kimball, you know, which is the name of my high school, and they're like, oh, what year did you graduate? And we're like,
never mind.
03? And they're like, and the look on their faces, 03. And so then we're like,
that's what I got out of middle school.
Yeah, so then we're like, when did you graduate? And they're like, we forgot. Yeah. We forgot. So they're like trying to play it cool.
It's
well, then
play.
This one kid, he's like throwing it on real hardcore. Like he's like hitting me with all the lines I've heard before. I'm kind of like laughing. He has his like arm around me and
all
like,
right.
He's like talking. And all of a sudden he's like, he says something. And I'm like, wait, I'm sorry. What's your last name? And he's like, and you know, he says what his last name is. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I used to change your diapers.
Oh my God.
Like, I used to babysit you. Literally. He's like a friend of the family, and I didn't recognize him because I haven't seen him in years. And he's like, oh, but like, you know, age is nothing but a number.
I wish he says, no, we do. You've already seen me naked. What's up?
Yeah, literally. And then it was funny the rest of the night. Everyone, like his friends, kept coming through, like, oh, how do you guys know each other? And I'm like, I used to change his diapers. And he's like, no, come on. You got to stop with that. You know, like, I want to take you out to dinner. And I'm like, this is weird.
We're catching up with you, fill in the blank. Thanks to Thanksgiving, this shocking thing happened. All right, we got some hilarious phone calls to go to and texts to share with you. But before we get to that, Chelsea shocked us because she went back home to Michigan and love may have sparked. So we're going to do a little impromptu Chelsea radio novela because anytime anything love-worthy happens in Chelsea's life, we create a radio novela out of it. So here it is. Bienvenidos. Welcome.
I had that one nailed. If you
my bad, bro. My bad. Let me start up. Bienvenidos.
Welcome. I know that from when you like go to Disneyland and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Good job.
Permanecer sentados, por favor.
Please, remain seated.
Good job.
That's the Matterhorn. Yeah. Okay. I got that one.
That's a classic. All right, here it goes. Bienvenidos a la radio novela en Amp Radio.
On Amp Radio.
Chelsea, la roba cunas.
Chelsea, the cradle robber.
Oh, shoot.
What ended up happening is that Chelsea went back home for Thanksgiving to Detroit. She went to her local bar with her and her cougar friends. She's the only single one out of the group. All the moms were there. Then a young group of men come in running like Simbas. And they spot them. And they go after him, and a guy starts hitting on Chelsea, and Chelsea realizes she changed his diaper when he was a little kid.
Oh,
she did.
When she was his babysitter.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's a real CB move right there.
Oh, yeah.
And yep. This guy who's now in college comes to Chelsea and asks this.
He goes, so can I kiss you?
What? Te puedo besar?
Something about kissing? Can I kiss you?
And I said, well, first off, like, I don't kiss people in the middle of the bars, but besides that, okay? Unless I'm in Mexico or a different country. But I said to him, absolutely not.
That's right.
I changed your diapers. This is weird.
I mean,
he's cute, though.
You're kind of hating all over his, like, hook up with the dirty babysitter later in life, older lady kind of fantasy.
Gosh.
I mean, you could have made this kid's dreams come true, given him something to talk about with his friends for years and years. They'd be sitting back 20 years from now going, man, remember when you hooked up with your babysitter? Like, oh, bro, Kevin's the dopest.
Jersey would be retired on the homie rafters.
Well, then he did a good move because he was like, yeah, I'm totally going to be in L.A. soon. Like, can I get your number? And, like, we can keep in touch. And, like, I was just... we have mutual family friends, and I was like, okay. And I'd had a couple drinks, and I was like, well, give me my number, that's innocent. Well, then I found out he was bragging about it.
Of course. Oh, yeah.
And then he's been like texting me nonstop, like trying to do, you know, to do the thing. Yeah. Like, how's your Thanksgiving? Like, this and that. Like, how's life?
Listen,
and I'm like,
Chels,
I can't.
If anything, just leave him around for like a self esteem boost every once in a while. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And for when he comes to LA, so we can get that part of the story. The risk you run now is that if he's a family friend and he comes to LA, you've got that gray area where, like, he could be like, oh, yo, she totally didn't even, like, she totally ignored me when I went to LA. I just wanted to go to LA. I thought we were friends.
If you're truly family friends, you're going to say, hey, just stay at my place.
How are you encouraging this right now, you guys?
Just because that's the right thing to do.
This is inappropriate.
Because we need a follow-up episode of this.
Yeah, we can't just have one episode of... Chelsea, la roba cunas.
Chelsea, the cradle robber.
Look, I do date younger guys. I tend to do that. That's in my history. But, like, this might be a little too young.
What's the age difference? You don't have to tell me the specific ages, which is how many years apart.
Dude, I think it's, like, 15.
Whoa! Was this guy 13? In on a fake ID?
Did he just have his quinceañera?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Wait, no, it wouldn't be 15
Chelsea,
years.
Chelsea, no, because you're not that old.
I just did really bad math.
Wow,
I just
Chelsea.
Did really bad math. No, it's 10, though. It'd be 10.
At least.
That's not bad at all.
It'd be 8.
Oh my God.
I was really bad at math. Jeez. Did I tell you that? It's like 8. So
Chelsea.
That's a lot, you guys.
Terrible en matemáticas.
Chelsea, terrible in math.
I'll work on that.
All right, so keep us updated. We'll see where that Radio Novela goes. I think people are going to vote for you to, you know, at least hang out with
them. Oh my god.
Let him live his best life.
Is this really what I've come to? Is this what I have come to? I'm dating the kids I use a baby.
You could be a fantasy fulfiller.
Ew.
You know, you could bring baby powder along. Whatever works for you guys.
Shoot.
Your second time around. I'm for that part.
Oh my god.
Coming up next, we got your calls and texts. Heather from Corona, good morning.
Good morning.
Heather, thanks to Thanksgiving, what's the funny or weird situation that happened?
Well, me and my husband were going at it because he got home from work a little early, and my almost 8-year-old daughter walked in the room, and she's like, oh my god, I don't want to be a big sister again.
It's fantastic.
So your 8-year-old daughter caught you and your husband hooking up?
Yes.
Oh, no. That is traumatizing for her.
Oh, my gosh.
I find it crazy that she even knew what you were doing at 8 years old. You should have been like, excuse me? Someone's got the internet. At 8 years old, that is young to be knowing what exactly you're up to when you're...
Yeah, because you could have been like, we're just doing yoga.
Yeah.
Hot yoga.
I was like, Daddy's just giving me a back massage.
Wow.
I just got a visual.
Appreciate you sharing the position.
We know exactly how it was going down.
Wow, okay.
I walk out of the room, and, you know, my stomach's a bit full after Thanksgiving dinner. And she's like, oh, my God, Mommy, you're pregnant right now, aren't you?
Heather, that is definitely an awkward situation thanks to Thanksgiving
Holy moly.
For sure. Heather, well, thank you so much for calling in, and hopefully you get another back massage soon and just relax, all right?
All right. Thank you.
Later. Bye. There you go, Brian. So why are you hoping your mom's not listening to the show right now?
All right. Well, I think that because of Thanksgiving,
yeah,
I may have drunkenly encouraged my dad to get on a dating app.
Oh, no, bro.
I didn't remember doing it, apparently.
Who told you?
He did. And when he like hit me up about it, he's like, so, you know, you're talking about like dating websites and, you know, going out and meeting new people. Because my parents have been divorced for 8 years.
Uh-huh.
And they get along. They're starting to get along better and better. And we kind of like, we're all together for Thanksgiving. But they're clearly just like living their own lives. And he does his own thing. And I was like, man, I don't worry about you. I feel like you're lonely. Like, you need, like, I guess I was pitching him on like, yo, just meet people. Like,
just
I don't
swipe. Just swipe it up.
I don't need you to like give me details, but like meet some, you know, go out. Like, have a reason to, you know.
Get on Hinge. Get on Bumble.
Whatever.
Try it out.
Have a reason to hit the gym. Have a reason to, to shave and be not just live like in isolation. And he hit me up. He's like, so what sites? And I'm like, my God. And I was talking to my girlfriend. I was like, babe, what is this about? And she's like, oh, you don't remember? And I was like, no. And you're like, you compared his life to the movie How Stella Got Her Groove Back.
Oh, no, Brian.
I was like, good God, someone cut me off the tequila, man. What am I doing?
That's hilarious.
What kind of girlfriend are you? Why would you stop me?
She's like, you were really on a roll just talking about how, like, for the family, everybody should just, like, meet new people. Your mom should meet new people. Your dad should meet new people. Y'all, like, old, you're not old. You just, you don't give up on, like, finding new people to live, you know, to have in your life as either friends or more.
It's so funny because I can picture like drunk Brian just being like, it's all about love, man.
Yeah.
Like,
what?
Just love. More love, the better.
So just, you know, special people in your life. Right now, there's people out there that probably want a new friend. They want to go get coffee with somebody. And I'm reading the text and I'm like, God, I hope he doesn't like think I'm going to coach him through this process.
Yeah, you know he is.
Yeah, Brian's like, just swipe your way. Swipe your way into a new stepmom for me, please.
No, that is not what I said. But he asked me a question. My girlfriend was like, you better not know the answer to that. I'm like, Dad, no. No idea.
I have no idea about dating apps.
I never swiped anywhere. Swipe left on dating apps. No way.
Absolutely.
I only know him because of Chelsea. That's
all the advice you give me.
Be the same for sure.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.